Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I have sex fantasies with a Walmart reality.
That's kind of the podcast.
That's kind of our subtitle.
Should be.
Reality gaze.
Sex fantasies with a Walmart reality.
Wow.
It is reality.
Wow. I heard it and I wrote it down, but when you say it back to me, I go, God, that's me.
I know. Right?
I don't feel happy about this.
Oh, that queen was awful.
Oh,
this whole boat was filled with repellent queens.
It was repellent queens.
I like Caftan just being, just walking around the boat going,
I feel like that really
hit. With her quiet judgment.
I feel like I just say, you know the feeling when you eat bad chicken strips?
I don't know anything called bad chicken strips. They're pretty always good.
You've never had bad chicken strips?
How are they bad?
Like, they've cooled. Sometimes the skin is separated from the meat inside.
Yikes.
What
chicken strips have you had?
You consider yourself lucky.
I don't think I've ever had bad chicken
That's
strips.
That's good.
That scares me that exists in the world.
It does. I've had it. Usually it's...
Where?
Sporting events, like local... the Carter County Fair, they weren't usually that good. The burgers were good.
This is riveting. We have to move on. I'm actually bored.
You were watching the show on the train, y'all. We took the train back from San Diego. And thank you for come seeing us in San Diego.
We had a great time.
We did. And we were
the Lodies.
You were watching a show, and it took place in Choctaw, Oklahoma. That's over by a big casino.
It was a murder movie called The Girl in the Picture.
Heard of it.
You may have seen it on Netflix.
Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
But... anyway, that's like 30 minutes from me.
I like how you pointed it out. It's right when they were announcing they found her body on the side of the road. And you're like, Choctaw! It was like, this is a bad time.
Bad time. Y'all, we had a great time, though, on our tour. Especially, woo! San Diego sissies, y'all are some wild beasts.
It was hard to get people out of the theater.
They were just like, San Diego, I guess because it was a little bit smaller of a crowd and a smaller VIP, it felt kind of like we were all just kind of hanging out, which I enjoyed.
Yeah. Veronica was there from Veronica and Tim.
Yes.
Veronica basically reading, Tim and Veronica reading Jesse and Jennifer for filth.
Yes.
Veronica had had a couple.
She did.
Everyone was like, come in, Veronica, be in the pictures.
Oh, it was great.
Her tits were out.
We loved having her in the
pictures. She's amazing.
She's wonderful. We had the best time. We went out for some drinks afterwards.
I went home.
You went home.
I'd been dicked down like three nights in a row.
Yeah. He was tired. We had a good time, and then you went back to our shitty hotel.
Oh.
Y'all, spoiler alert.
God.
Don't stay at a Marriott Courtyard.
A Courtyard Marriott.
Other Marriotts are fine, but not a Courtyard.
I feel like they used to be nicer.
Maybe.
Am I wrong, or have I just become such a snobby bitch?
That, too. That right there.
Because it was like the furnishings in this hotel, the lobby was from like 20... 2015, maybe 2012.
Rooms were not.
The rooms were from 1998.
Maybe 99, but really 98. Yeah.
And everything was shitty.
Ugh. People were nice. I will say the drinks were good at the bar.
Oh. I had one.
What was I going to say, too? There was something else that just popped in my head and flew out. Oh, well. Well, I hope we don't faint in Denver, y'all, because we're going to Denver.
And I'm a little worried.
I'm not worried for me. I'm worried for you. Because it is like you to just faint on stage.
The last time I was there, I did not do well with the altitude.
Oh, God.
You know what? Nothing can be as bad as how exhausted I felt, how hot it was in Dallas and Austin.
Well, we're officially... I'm cutting any and all choreography from any songs. We don't need to be dancing around on stage.
We do need choreo for that number. Sorry.
No, I'm cutting it out. You'll faint.
We're doing it.
If you faint, I'm just having a roadie drag you off stage and I'll do it by myself.
No, I will sing from the wings.
I'm not going to take care of you.
I have a great costume planned.
Y'all, come see us in Denver for our finale of our summer should be fun tour.
Of our Live Laugh Lives summer should be fun.
We're very excited. And of course, there's going to be a heat wave in Denver when we're there.
Is it really still?
95.
Fuck.
It's going to feel better than Austin. It was nice to actually come home last night, and I went to get dinner, and I drove around, and I rolled the windows down, and I was cold, because it was 69 degrees.
That's not cold.
I know, but it felt chilly after 107 in Austin.
San Diego was lovely. San Diego was 70s. Y'all, all of y'all in, like, the middle of the country where it's boiling, you need to get out of there for the summer. Find a way.
Find a way. Golly.
Have a second family. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe don't do that.
I don't need to live in a military town either. God.
They were hot. All those men were hot.
It's a thing.
Y'all, we did a Navy-themed musical number, and one of the most inspiring things, we did Anchors Away, the kind of Navy fight song, the unofficial song of the U.S. Navy. And besides, like, the Navy hymn and things like that.
I thought it was the official, I guess.
No. I think it's the de facto song of the Navy.
Okay.
We had so many people who had served. You asked, stand up. The place was full.
It was very
moving.
Vets
or Navy. And they really liked the song, even though you could almost see my seaman recruits sticking out of my costume.
And by almost meaning you could. It was disgusting. It's disgusting.
Part of my healing is wearing filthy costumes on stage.
Well, then you should be healed at this point. Consider yourself healed.
There is something about saying, if you'll accept this, you'll accept me in anything.
I get that. And seeing people that are in the military stand up and that were applauding and so into our show.
Yes, it was really sweet.
As a very gay sissy boy, it was very sweet and very comforting. It gave me, because I think if those people have kids and they have a little gay boy and he says, "Daddy, I like to suck a dick," he's going to say, "I don't care what you suck. I love you anyway."
Takes all kinds in
good
this world,
you.
Son.
You suck that dick, son. Good for you.
Anchors away.
Y'all, because you got to, if your kid says, "I like sucking a dick" or "eating the box," you say, "You munch on that box. I'm proud for you, Charlotte." You do it. Well, there's a difference, though, because people say, it doesn't matter to me if you're gay, but an actual
that's
more,
true.
A
that,
more
for, that distinction.
Firming, a more affirming thing
I'm
is
proud
to
of
say,
you.
I'm proud of you for being queer or gay or whatever and being who you are.
And that's a big jump for parents to make. What I would rather people not do, I think both of us would say, is not say, "I love you regardless."
Yes.
Which that means...
makes me feel like I have a big just gerbil on my face.
Instead of saying, "I'm proud of you for sucking dick,"
well,
maybe you can say, "I'm proud of who you are."
Well, that too. It means the same thing to me.
Well, I think that may be easier than than the parent picturing a child of either of their sex, a child sucking a dick.
My mom doesn't mind. She says, I'm a sensuous woman.
Gross.
Anyway, y'all, there we go.
It's time for Below Dick Mid. Big Dick Mid.
I don't get the name of this episode. Season 7, Episode 2. I've got a secret, and it's spelled with C. What's the secret?
That they've been hooking up. Natasha and Dave.
Oh.
How can you be?
That was a secret. but it didn't seem like a secret, because for Tasha wanting it to be a secret, she really doesn't keep secrets well. She fucking basically does everything but sit on his face in front of everybody.
No, Natasha keeping a secret is like my youngest nephew playing hide and go seek. He'll just stand in the corner and says, go find me.
Yeah, I think he needs some help. But
he is the shittiest hide and go seek player.
He'll get better.
I said, I'm not playing with you until you get better.
So that's a secret, y'all. She's not good at it. All right, Poodle. Mm. What's your teabag?
I have decided also we should call them Tasha and Talia.
Oh, I already call her Tasha now.
And yes. I think that might be easier than Tasha
and Natalia. Natalia. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say Tasha and then Natalia.
That's fine.
Because having an T
Tasha,
and an N is
Natalia.
Easier. Because if we do Tasha and Talia, it's the same thing for me. And as you know, I'll get confused.
You know, that's probably a good idea. Tasha, Natalia. I'm worried you're going to actually say, because we're doing, they kind of air on the same day or at adjunct days or adjacent days. You're going to confuse the cast.
Yeah, I'm very worried about it.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're going to do that.
I'm worried I'm going to do it.
And I will scream you down when you start to do it. What could I do to prevent you? Is there a negative reinforcement thing? Like, I throw a ball of tinfoil at your head.
I wish I could, like, I wish I could change the background color of my iPad notes, like, blue for Below Deck Med, and then, like, pink for Below Deck Down Under, because colors help me organize.
Riveting. Please. Can I just go on?
Yeah.
Glad we got.
You asked a question.
I shouldn't have.
You did.
we had our second to be continued. I think that's just a thing, and we had a to be continued at the end of this episode at the same time.
I mean, I guess that yeah is now.
Remember,
just
you guys, the last time one of the guests went, "Are we crashing?" Even though we're in the middle of the ocean.
No,
because the stabilizers were broken.
Did we have a to be continued on this one? I think we had a to be continued on Below Deck Down Under.
Was that it?
You just did what you said you didn't want me to do.
I don't know if I...
And you just did it.
I don't know. No, I don't think
this episode had a to be continued.
I was talking about the guests. The cast, I'm sorry. Not what happened.
But it didn't say to be continued at the end.
Oh, maybe it didn't. Who cares?
Well, now I can confuse the episodes, y'all, because this slut just did it.
I'm saying you can confuse the episode. I'm saying don't confuse the casts.
I won't do that. Never. I love Captain Jamie on Below Deck Med.
Jason.
Whatever his name is.
So, my first teabag is the fact that the boat seems to be, even though it's huge, seems to be quite fragile.
Yes.
the boat is cooled by one coolant system, the AC, and when things get too hot, things just start going wrong.
My mother's boyfriend would say, that's what happens when you use hybrid power. Just should have used good old diesel. Just fuel. Doesn't happen on petroleum boats.
Maybe they should go back to coal like the Titanic.
Exactly.
And there's just some dark-faced, like, sooted employees down there going, Irish yeah. boys going, we're putting more coal in her.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah. But putting more coal in her. She's taking all the coal.
She's taking all the coal.
As fast as I can put it in her.
Yeah, so it's a very fragile boat. I will say, this looks terrifying.
Oh, like, them just like going back and forth, the stabilizers?
I mean, even Dave's messing with the thing of like hot boiling grease.
Yeah.
They're like, this is very, very dangerous.
I want to say that people, the engineer explains it to Captain Sandy. She's like, so things are just going to get kept, the things are just going to go wrong like that. And they're like, yep. She's like, okay.
I will say she was, to her credit, she handled exactly the way a captain should handle. She was unbelievably calm.
She has yet, I think she's
steely.
I think she's on her best game because she has two new department heads.
I need to see the old season with Captain Sandy in the vape pen because I've never seen Captain Sandy freak out.
Oh, that was an amazing moment. No, she lost her fucking mind. That was mostly betrayal. Maritime law! Maritime law! she was chasing Hannah around the boat, yelling at her. Oh, she lost her brain.
Well.
Yeah. No, the earlier Captain Sandy seasons were better. Like 3 and 4. Oh, really good.
She definitely BDM. Knows how she's getting at it. Yeah. The boat is completely just disabled. Cut to Reagan having a cigarette. She's not long.
The crew, the film crew has just, and I'm sure the editing too, can you imagine how much footage of Reagan smoking they have?
We're seeing maybe 10%. Maybe.
And the thing is, it's not that I think she's completely unqualified. I just think that maybe they're, like, it seems like she's in a little bit of a haze or something. I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure what it is. It seems like
it's go ahead.
I was going to say it's like she has had experience doing this.
It is, but it's like I'm purposely conflating both of them, but it's like her and then Ryan, who's the chef on Below Deck Down Under, both forget that they're actually on a boat.
Yeah.
It's like Reagan is just, she said she was she's been an officer before. And she goes into later on all this history, and I'm like, I don't believe that. Like, what kind of boats have you been on with just everyone just.
She also, like I said before, for a bosun also has to be a little bit of a cruise director. And she's not comfortable with that. She doesn't want to talk to the guests.
As Z says, I just want some type of direction. And she's giving really none.
Yeah. We both think she's not long.
Yes.
For this.
Yes. She's our one pick, too. Because I think you first, which was good, you thought maybe Jason would leave.
Yeah.
And I could see that. But I think she's going to leave, and this is part of my teabag later, but I think their editing is starting to show us this because, A, we got a lot of her this episode. We found out a lot about her history this episode.
Oh, right. That is usually also, when someone's shoving off.
Yes. And also, if you notice, we saw Captain Sandy look at Storm and what a great job he is.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I'll take note of that.
Yep. She did.
So I think he's going to end up being the new bosun. Reagan's going to leave, and then what's her name's going to come?
Storm has also the most experience of anybody here.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And then who's her name? That spoiler alert, who's supposed to come back?
Courtney.
You know what Veronica said to us? She said, you know why I love listening to you 90 Day? You talk about 90 Days? Why I started? I went, what? She said, because you're one of the few ones that are spoiler free.
Interesting.
Because we don't talk about everything on the Instagrams and stuff always.
We try not to.
Gave me more validation. I don't give a shit what they're doing on Instagram.
Although people, for me, I'll usually say blah, 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 spoiler alert, and I'll do that wrong.
Yeah, we've noticed. We've had comments.
That and trigger warning.
I'd like to say he's working on it.
Nope, don't care.
But I don't think so.
Don't care.
I will say, this kind of goes off of my next teabag. It's when they're throwing a line, or a lot of them are Reagan teabags. That's why I think she's not long.
Reagan.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You're right. Reagan.
It's only Reagan.
Thank you. And so they're like trying to throw the line, and it's just making it. And then finally, Jason comes down, and Reagan says, "Hey, jump in the water.
You mind jumping in?"
And I'm like, Bitch, you've been there the whole. I don't.
You know what? She doesn't want to get her hair wet. Jumped in the water.
That's what I think it is. She doesn't want to get her hair.
She would not do well on a Captain Jason boat. Everyone should be in the water.
Everyone should be in the water. But her hair is always so perfect. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Or she's wearing a wig.
What if she was wearing one of those cosplay, like Tokidoki wigs the whole time?
I think she could be into that. Yeah.
Amazing.
She's just not a team player. Like, a bosun needs to be in charge, but a bosun also needs to really build a team.
Yeah, she's also not good TV.
No, and she is boring TV.
That's really important. Yep. And I think Captain Sandy knows that, too. Storm is much better TV than she is.
Well.
The dirtbag pirate.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
God. Ooh, he smells.
You can give him a bath.
Even Z told him he smelled.
I can all be washed away.
I feel like you would lick his armpits and be into it.
Maybe.
Oh, God.
He'd have to bathe before.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
He's so hot to me.
Those three nights of being dicked down on tour are
They're all gone.
They're all gone now.
So...
what's your next
my
one?
My next one, there's, we talked about that, I said, the circus of them in the water, and the guests were like, "This, look at Reagan, she's not doing it, she's dead now," just being so awful.
Well, and Captain Sandy even says, she basically says, that she's talking about, "You guys, we need to organize your toys. Organize your toys. Have
right.
them all. My toys in my drawer are very organized.
I bet they are.
I bet she's made cardboard cutouts to fit every one, so it just
where
fits perfectly.
The dildo goes where the cat of nine tails goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her head of the class memorial butt plug.
Yes. Yes. Her bust.
Did you ever watch that one with Howard Hessman?
Head of the class.
Yeah.
I never really saw, I don't think I've ever seen, I know, I remember it was on because John Travolta was on it. No, that's Welcome Back,
Welcome
Cotter.
Back, Cotter. That's a much older show.
That's a much older show.
Head of the class was an
I
ABC
never got in,
show.
I never got into it, yeah.
I feel like it didn't air in TJF.
You know why I didn't watch? I'll tell you why I didn't watch. I know the main guy who was a teacher.
Yeah, Howard Hessman.
He had long hair.
Yeah.
His hair bothered me.
He was Johnny Fever in WKRP in Cincinnati.
I've never seen that show.
Oh, come on.
I haven't seen W. I would. I would
that,
like to watch that,
that
but
was,
I never saw
that, that. I can't believe in your time of watching Nick at Night, WKRP never came on.
It never did.
It came in syndication for us. I loved that show.
I bet I would
How
love it.
How do you
it.
Know Lonnie Anderson then?
Burt Reynolds.
That's the only way you know. Though Lonnie Anderson was a star of WKRP.
No, that's the reason she dyed her hair blonde. I think to be on that show, she was a brunette. I think I read once.
How do you know all this about
like
her?
I saw like an intimate portrait or something with her. I mean, I think I watched a made-for-TV movie with Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, okay,
I think that was on.
No,
or
I'm
something
just trying
like
to
that.
Figure out how did you even know about her, if, aside from being Burt Reynolds' wife.
I just knew her like. She was just famous. I just
okay, got it.
Yeah, I would watch WKRP. I still want to go back and watch that. I've
Living
never seen
on the air in
Mary
Cincinnati.
Tyler Moore. I want to watch all
Cincinnati,
those.
Cincinnati WKRP. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is so good.
I would love. I just that's on the to-dos.
Where are we? God, this is so off.
You know what, y'all? We're gonna
y'all.
Take
we're
a
little delirious.
We are. We're gonna take a commercial. And we'll be right back and figure out where the fuck we are.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies Great New Underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Start, queen.
So this kind of goes, my next teabag is kind of going along with Ray Gunn. And
with a lot of Ray Gunn tonight.
Jason is really questioning every single order she gives him. Now, it's a little, there's microaggressions everywhere because mm-hmm. you can tell he's doing it. It feels like it's because, I don't know if it's because she's female or what. And he feels a chip on his shoulder being ordered around by a woman.
Possibly, but I don't feel like he would be that way with Malia.
I agree with you.
So I think a lot of that comes from possibly being a woman. Well, let's not rule that out. But also she is not clear in her leadership what she wants. The way she explains things.
Yeah.
Or I just want to say, like when she was asking Jason to do something, it was very clear she called him over to do something when she was standing right there. And
right.
she just could have done it in
That's true.
2 minutes.
That's true. It's just, I just get this feeling that it's made worse by her being female. That there's a little bit, because I just feel him prickling every time. And I think that. I don't think he would argue with a man like that.
No, I agree.
Yeah, and so.
I agree. We'll see when we think Storm takes over. The only thing I really think that.
Storm's taking over.
You know it's not good when Z, who never says a bad thing about
That's
anyone,
true.
When Z says, because he was talking to
she
her.
She doesn't have said, her shit together.
He's like, well, usually we've done this before. And she goes, yeah, I know. And I went, oh, that's not good.
So what's your next one? We said this before. She's not long for this boat.
She is not. Z goes on. He says, I don't know what type of style Reagan has for organizing, but even he says, quote, it doesn't seem like there's much direction or structure there. So yes, Jason could be coming for her as a woman, but I think also they're just, I don't want to put sexist words in someone's mouth when it's very clear that the person who's ahead of it. But it did feel creepy microaggression. I agree.
It's like he's going to get even more angry. Yeah.
We'll see how he is with Sandy, though.
That's a different type of vibe altogether.
Yeah, that's true. He's kind of hot, though, still.
I don't think he is.
He smells, too. A lot of them smell on this boat.
You are so judgmental about people smelling.
I am.
You are.
I don't like it.
I think you need to process that. So snobby.
Me, yes.
Also, I will tell you, if you travel in Europe or especially places that are outside of, you'll have to be okay. I stopped freaking out about people smelling in Austria because
Austria? I figured it'd be France.
It depends.
You talked about the Frenchmen.
Well, yeah. But in Austria, when you're on a hot city bus in the middle of Graz, and it's like July, you either are offended by the smell or you just go on with your life.
Oh, yeah, you got to go on your life.
Yeah. So maybe maybe you need to be someplace where no one wears deodorant for a while, and then you wouldn't notice it that much.
I'll just put on my N95 mask. It helps. I've noticed.
Like, honestly, I don't love it. I can honestly say, I don't search out the smell of BO, but it has become something that I think it's, that is a very American thing to freak out over.
I agree, but I want to push back. I don't think you've searched out the smell of BO, but I want to go back and question where you've hooked up with men. Usually indicates that as well.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Back alleys.
But no, I'm saying I'm
meet
not.
Meet me by dumpster number 3 in Griffith Park.
I'm saying I'm not, it's not something I seek out. I'm not turned on by it.
Yeah. You're not turned on by it.
By any means. It's not something I'm like, I want you to smell like 3 days sweat.
There are people.
I know.
I've had a guy who's asked me to wear underwear for like 3 days and then send it to him.
Wow.
That's true. Some people are into that.
Like in the mail?
Yes.
What is this?
I know. I think they're a listener.
Maybe you could just give it to them.
I'm not going to send our listener my underwear.
No, wait. So someone asked.
I don't know. He just messaged me on Instagram, and now the account's gone.
Sounds like a scam.
This was months ago. But yeah, I think the only way I can figure is he maybe knows me through this.
Wow.
He didn't send me a dick pic. Come on. If you want me to send you my 3-day-old underwear, give me a...
I agree. What's the exchange for?
Thank you.
What do you get out of it?
You think I'm bored and I just want to go to the... No one goes to the post office now for fun.
That's true. You know what?
Well, support the post office.
Sent me $100 and sent me a certified thing, but I wouldn't wear my underwear for 3 days.
I'd tell him I did.
Yeah.
I'd just go take a walk around the neighborhood of like 20 minutes and then ship them off.
He wouldn't know.
He wouldn't know.
He wouldn't go, smells like only 24 hours.
This is not 72.
I don't get notes of turpentine yet. We need to move on.
Where the fuck are we? What's your next team hack?
I want to say that the decorations for the Japanese party and they're putting on... are gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Beautiful.
Everyone. Natalia did a great job.
She did.
So did Z helping out. It looks beautiful. It looks fucking curated.
It does. It
looks gorgeous.
It looks gorgeous. Yeah.
With Natalia on this boat and Toomey's Tables.
Toomey's Tables.
That's what I came up with. Badoo.
That's what she should call it.
I know.
Toomey's Tables.
Don't you steal that, Toomey.
She should steal it.
I'm gonna need at least a 10% cut.
I really like her.
Me too.
She's good reality TV.
We talking about Toomey or Natasha or Natalia?
But she also doesn't make bad decisions yet.
But I'm a little worried she's gonna blend in the background.
I worry about, well, when you've got Tasha, who's
on this show. No, you're mixing up shows, I believe.
Oh, am I? No, Natalia and Natasha.
You just said Toomey, though.
Oh, I did. We both did it. It's going to be a problem.
Because I was talking about Toomey on the other
show.
You're
right. You said Toomey's Tables, yeah. Yeah.
Who are you talking about now? Natalia or...
Look over there!
Exactly.
That's what I was going to talk to you about. Are you caught up yet on Drag Race?
No!
Oh! I need to talk to you about this week's lip sync.
Well, you said... I wish I had an extra headphones, but yeah, we don't. So you're gonna have to watch it.
And then my iPod told me if you had the same headphones I did, I could share them with you. Isn't that nice?
Just buy me a new set of headphones.
You know what? They're expensive, but they're the best fucking headphones I've ever worn.
I'll take one anytime. I prefer one in red.
No, buy them yourself, and it's a tax write off.
I'm not gonna buy things for myself that you want. Anyway.
Well, I will say my headphones completely canceled out that Karen we were sitting by, and yours did not.
Oh my God.
I could not hear her.
Y'all.
The worst Karen on our Amtrak train.
She was talking to a guy for so long.
I thought she knew him, and the poodle said, no, she
just
sat
met.
By. And I went, that poor man. She's FaceTiming with people, talking on the train like this with a full bottle of wine on the train, just slurring.
She was wine slurring 20 minutes into the train ride.
Oh, God. She was talking about her poodle went to the bathroom, and she was talking on FaceTime about her themed birthday party.
Yes, y'all, of course.
This was a woman who was probably at least 55 years old.
Yes.
So unless it ends in a zero, no themed birthday parties.
Come Amen. On.
But she was doing, I guess it was like a road trip of parties, and she was heading to her Madonna party.
Yes, in Ventura. I heard all about it, too.
Yeah, in Ventura. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. I mean.
Oh, she was something else.
She was something else.
So what's your next one?
Well, first of all, my next one is just a line, and it says, are you going to wear an ascot?
No, you said that way there was not as much judgment. That's it true. Needs to be thick with resentment. Are you going to wear an ascot?
I have to say, I don't know why you aren't wearing. Well, I do. I think ascots fit you very well. The thing I don't know why you'll be able to do an ascot a lot is I think
too hot.
Your neck would get hot.
Yes, yes, yes. I tried to wear one when I was in when I was in London, because I thought that would be a good time.
When
I went to that wedding, and I thought it'd be a good time, and I was trying to put it on, and it was so hot that I just jettisoned.
Yeah, because our neck is a big And besides, how are you going to get hickeys? Because you love for men to look at your neck and then chew on it.
In that vampire fetish. They just do it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the one guy who just bit my shoulder, and I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
It's still sore.
For someone who,
my creamy shoulder.
If you have a friend, we were walking, and you were in front of us, and we were with Sissy Christina, because she came to San Diego show, and she said, Poodle really does have alabaster legs. And I said, he does. They're very alabaster. But, y'all, if you have a friend that keeps complaining that someone keeps biting them during sex, it's because
it's not my
they
fault.
Are asking to be bit.
I never asked for it.
That is,
I look at them and reveal my shoulder.
Yeah,
and they can't help but put their mouth on it.
Yeah,
I never once asked to be bit.
I don't want to know, but I know.
I never say, bite my shoulder. They just do it. They find themselves drawn to the creamy shoulders.
Okay. What am I real teabag though is, can we just get into this Dave and Tasha thing? Because there's kind of a lot of moments of that. Because it seems to me that, and we kind of find this out towards the end, but I'm worried about Dave a little bit. He seems very hard on himself and very over anxious.
Yes.
And
I think he seems lonely.
And lonely.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. And I think he fell head over heels in love with Tasha during this last charter. And she won't let him mention that they're together, that they even hooked up. Now, my big thing is
that's the secret.
If that's the secret.
Yeah.
That sounds like Captain Sandy wrote
They should have Ron Seacrest host the tell-all. I have to say, Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens was on our Austin show. His Andy Cohen impression was so fucking funny.
And those of you who didn't see it in person, that's exactly what he does.
It was so great. One of the sissies commented on our Patreon or something and said, well, Ronnie was really sweet, but on this episode, I saw a whole new side of him. You ruined our sweet Ronnie.
We did corrupt him a little bit.
We do.
Ronnie did a whole thing about his penis sitting on and relaxing on his fupa.
Yeah, it was
that really, I could not breathe.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe either. It was very funny.
So he said we corrupted Ronnie.
Don't worry.
You're welcome.
One day we'll have Ben on just him, and we'll get him too.
I think Ben would be less likely to go there, although maybe he will.
Ben's more kind of like me. He's kind of more, he can be more guy crazy.
What do you mean? So he'd be more willing to?
I think we could get him, yeah.
Okay, good.
We'll see.
But
yeah, I agree. I think he's lonely.
But the
said.
What I can't figure out, why did she volunteer to room with him if she doesn't want anyone to know? That's why I'm like, honey, you want your cake and you want to eat, you want to have your cake, you want to eat it too. That's shitty.
I think she wants dick when she wants,
but she doesn't want to acknowledge it.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just acknowledge it. I think it's hard to, it must be different too when you're, I think her personality type is if someone is in need, she works in hospitality. She literally has a job where she's supposed to make people feel better.
Right.
So I think her inclination, like when we see in the bunk and she's in the bed and she gives him a hug and she's like,
then she kisses him though.
I know, but I think that she doesn't realize when she says those kind of words of encouragement to him. For her, that's just like a friend saying a word of encouragement, but she doesn't, it's not her fault where her words land, but it is, she does need to recognize how deeply her words land on him. Because I think he takes it because he's lonely way deeper.
I call bullshit because the last episode, she looked at him and said, you want to screw.
Yeah, but there's different. She said, you want to screw? But then later she's telling me it's going to be okay.
But I'm saying she's making it worse, and it's obvious that she's trying to meet her needs, her physical needs, at the expense of his emotional needs.
That's true, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why when she says the need of her being discreet outweighs his emotional needs.
I mean, it's kind of fascinating to watch just because we usually have stories of guys doing this kind of to women.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that this is the shoes are on the other foot kind of a thing. But I agree with you. They don't need to room together. That
exactly.
was a bad, bad...
No, and she didn't even really, it's a selfish decision.
She didn't even ask him about that.
Nope.
She just made this decision and kind of said, that's fine, right?
But you can see how
he felt uncomfortable when she said that.
Uncomfortable he is with... This is a shitstorm in the making.
Yeah.
Because she's going to flirt with other guys like she flirted with
I want him to flirt with other women.
She'll lose her mind.
I want him to make out with another woman.
I can't tell you guys. This is going to blow the fuck up.
I hope it's Natalia.
No, it won't
be. It won't, but I wish.
It'll be some woman they're out with. He won't choose another woman in the crew. And actually, this is the thing. He really has feelings for her. So I don't think he will.
Granted, they were only together a month. Are they projected from being lonely? Probably. But yeah, he does have feelings for her.
He has feelings for her. I don't think she has feelings for him because she just got out of a relationship.
No, I don't think she does.
But I must say, it is a ridiculously just risky decision to want to move room with him.
I don't think it's the most professional thing to do.
But I'm saying that's what's so weird. I think she's trying to say, this is why I'm saying she's talking out of both sides of her mouth, because she's trying to be a professional in not saying that she doesn't want a relationship.
Yeah.
That's the honest. She's afraid to be honest with him and say, I don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
That's why she doesn't want to tell anybody.
Then don't room with him if you don't want a relationship.
Exactly. That's why I've got to put a little judgment on this. I blame her for this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely...
Even though I like her, I think this is so misguided.
I do too. I do too.
But you can kind of see him. He's had a couple to drink, and he says, yeah, I want a date, but she doesn't want to.
Oh, at the dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when she comes back...
Natalia tells her.
Kind of tells her, and she's like, why would he say this when I asked him to? Because the producers keep asking him, and you can tell he's being really weird. He finally just says, fuck it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we were together. Which, everybody knows that. Even on the bus ride back, they're like, so y'all are together, right? You've been dating. He's lying to them, and Z's just kind of sitting there like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm going to be really interested to see the fan reaction to this.
I am too.
Because in one way, I want her to have as much fun as she can.
Yeah.
However, She's Chief Stew of the boat. She knows he has feelings for her. Is it going to, how would the absolute immolation of their relationship affect the boat and its performance?
Yes.
So this is either going to be, it's going to break off and they'll switch cabins, or they'll wind up being together more and it kind of working, but I think this has potential to be such an absolute debacle.
And y'all, she knows because this is a poodle move in his 20s.
It is. I will say, even though my sense of responsibility for this would, if I was going to be working with someone and it was to fulfill a larger goal, I would not do it. That I can honestly say.
Okay.
If I knew I was going to be, it's like if I was running a camp, I would not fuck my co-director.
Well, okay.
That's the equivalent of what's happening here.
Well, but also though, Poodle, are you an extrovert?
No.
No, you
I'm
didn't
an introvert.
No.
What?
Natalia says, I don't even know what that means.
Oh, I remember that. I don't know what that means. She is an extrovert.
She is an extrovert.
People think, how would you classify yourself? Do you, when people ask you that?
I think for some people it's helpful to think of extrovert, introvert, and all that. For me,
phases
in my life. I'm definitely probably lean more towards extrovert than introvert. Yeah.
I agree.
As I get older, I do enjoy time by myself.
That's only a small designation of being an extrovert introvert, though.
No, I know, but time to just kind of gather myself and to experience some stuff myself. So, I like being around people and talking to people a lot.
No, people are terrible.
Yeah, we don't have time for this. Okay.
Introverts all the way.
So Storm is already into Natalia. It's happening.
And she's into him.
I think she is. She calls him basically, she describes Poodle's type to a T. This, what did she call him? A pirate, a grungy.
Grungy pirate who looks homeless. Ding, ding, ding.
She said it and you just went, oh.
Send him my way. Yum. That's all I have. I think
I loved it when Billy was like, thank you for everything. We have traveled all over the world, and so we know that this is the best service we've ever had. Deck crew, step it up.
This was...
And then gave them an amazing tip.
That was...
That's the gay way.
You need to, first of all, you need to read everyone for filth.
Oh, yeah.
Hold court. And then throw them under the bus and then give them an amazing tip.
Because the worst thing a gay person can be is cheap.
Amen.
I will never tip badly.
No.
If it is a bad, bad service, because I will still give 15%.
You got to show off your money. Got to throw around your money.
It's like, what they would think that I'm some queen who couldn't. Ooh,
that's
get 15%.
The worst possible.
It's a thing. I know. I might need to practice that or process that.
That's the show for me.
I think that's it. That's it. It's all gonna come out in the wash of this Dave and Tasha shit.
I'm really looking forward to the reaction. I can't wait to. I don't know. I think people are gonna like Dave. I think people, Dave is going to be a very empathetic figure. And if things go bad, I would love to ask Natasha, why did you room with him when you knew?
Because she wanted to fuck at night.
But
emotionally too, don't they seem light years apart?
Yes.
He seems like he's 40 and she seems like she's 22.
Yeah. And she just got out of a relationship.
Y'all. Timing's everything.
But in a way, I think he also seems pretty wounded. In a way.
Wounded. That's what I wrote down. He seems wounded.
But I I just think this is it's the worst thing she can do to room with him, especially if this is going to be something that's a professional thing.
Yeah.
And Captain Sandy will be something like, if you fall in love, fine, but don't fuck up our service.
Just make sure the toys are out. All right,
everybody.
I want
to see all the water toys out.
That's the show.
We had the French tickler.
Very little Captain Sandy. Y'all, go to our Linktree link if you want to buy tickets for our Denver show. We're excited to see y'all in the Mile High City. It's going to be
the Silver City.
We are getting there a day early.
Yeah.
So we'll get used to the weather a little bit.
No.
Just enjoy the heat.
No, I'm not leaving the hotel again.
All right,
when it's hot, y'all, I don't leave the hotel.
All right, y'all. We'll hopefully see you there. If not, we'll see you back here next week on Below Deck Down Under, or maybe we'll see you on Below Deck Med, because they're both coming on
Below
the same
Deck
time.
Med.
Whatever show this is.
We are doing them at the same time, so it is a little tricky.
It is a little tricky. All right, and remember, we are taking a vacation next week.
Actually, I think you'll be...
But you'll still be able to hear these because we're recording them in advance. So.
No. We're taking it... This is like week three.
Oh, we've already taken the vacation when this came out. Y'all, we had a great vacation. This is a real nice vacation. Whatever, y'all. Okay, we'll see you next time. But until then, y'all, you remember, don't bunk with somebody you want to fuck, and...
Anchor's a gay!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.